Hello. Hello, podcast fans. My name is Joe Slate, and welcome to Creative Juices, which is a title I am already regretting. I don't know why I chose this title. Maybe because everyone I know is in the creative field of theatre or TV or film. And I have chosen this title, Creative Juices, not because it sounds rude or sounds past the watershed, but because most of the people that I will be speaking to on this podcast will be people who are in this field. But who are you? I hear you asking. Who are you? Well, I am Joe Slate. I am a London-based actor, and I thought to pass some time to start a podcast and set the podcast up and have some drinks with some friends and have some chats and talk about the world and the world of entertainment and put the world to rights, really. But the main reason of this podcast, I thought, was to document week by week what happens in my life, as well as, well, not that you'll find it terribly interesting, my life, but see what happens in my life as we go along this journey and go along this journey together. I've already been sick, because that sounds terribly disgusting and completely cliche. But I took inspiration from many different podcasts I've been listening to recently, and if anyone or a handful of people find it funny or interesting, then it will have been worth it. It could be auditions, it could be jobs, but we will take this journey together. So looking into the future of the Creative Juices podcast, I've already recorded some great conversations with some great people that you might have heard of, some of you might not have heard of, but interesting conversations all the same. Before I started this podcast today, I went out and bought the brand new 4th gen Apple TV, which I am struggling to fit up. If anybody has any tips about the 4th gen Apple TV, about what's the best apps to get for it or anything like that, do email me at ehproductions@hotmail.com. I would love to hear your suggestions about some of the best things that you can get on Apple TV. I am a bit of an Apple TV virgin, but a not a gadget virgin, because I do love my gadgets, but I've never bought an Apple TV before, and I would love to know some of your tips and tricks about Apple TV. But first, before we get onto all of that garbage, who am I talking to this week? Well, this week I am talking to my very good friend. His name is Will Cousins. And Will Cousins has just started up his very own theatre company in Manchester called the Big Tiny Theatre Company. And before he left to go to Manchester to start up this dream of starting his theatre company, I managed to sit him down and have a chat with him about many, many different things that we chat about. We chatted about Monday night Guildford, Tuesday night Tooting, which will make sense later on when you listen to the podcast. We also had a little bit of a drink, which is why we ended up talking about what games you would play with the Queen. Which does sound like we have taken some crazy pills, but it will make sense and not out of context. Context when you listen to the podcast later on. This is my very first podcast that I've ever made, so there are a few microphone pangs and a few microphone bangs and prongs because I am recording it in my kitchen in Tooting. But it is full of jingles and songs and happy chats, so I hope you really do enjoy this podcast. The very first episode of Creative Juices. Enjoy this chat with Will Cousins. Here comes the jingle!
It's so exciting, a brand new podcast with lots of jingles. So listen up, Creative Juices are coming to you.
We're in.
You're the host, you have to say something, don't
you? Yeah.
So is it meant to wink at me, by the way, the mic? It's winking.
It's
a winking.
The viewers, but no, listeners, not viewers. But our listeners, there's a little light on the mic that's winking at us.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Joe Slate.
And I'm Will Cousins.
And welcome to my podcast, which this is the first episode I decided to do, and I've brought Will Cousins with me.
Yes.
Privileged
and astounded that Joe Slate wanted me on his first podcast.
Well, we're going to have a chat, aren't we? We're going to have a laid-back chat. We've got some drink.
We always do. We've got a drink, please. Cheers it. Can't see it, but you can hear it. And it sounds good, doesn't it?
It does sound good. And it tastes good.
And Joe's got his Coca-Cola and his body. And I've got some lovely tropical juice drink and maybe a splash of vodka too.
Yeah.
Who can tell?
Other tropical juice drinks are available.
And it is one of your five a day. Actually, there's at least five fruits in that, look.
Let's have a look.
There's mango, there's orange, there's banana.
Yeah, but there's a picture of a mango and a banana.
Pomegranates.
But
does it actually contain any fruit whatsoever? It certainly contains vodka, viewers. listeners. Drunk already.
Well, it's called Solvita.
Solvita.
So I don't know if it is going to have.
Other brands are available.
Other tropical juice drinks.
Superior brands, no doubt, because I'm pretty sure Lidl put petrol in their juice drink.
Oh dear, let me get my, I've prepared some questions for the guest of the podcast, which is Will Cousins.
The guest of honour.
And we'll just explain to the listeners where we met. Where did we meet?
Oh, well, it was round the back of a Wetherspoons. And somebody said to me, don't go near him, he looks dead dodgy. And it all kicked off from there. No, where did we meet? At drama school.
We did, at GSA.
At Guildford School of Acting, otherwise known as GSA.
So it's been 6 years.
I've known
this lovely gentleman, Will Cousins, for 6 whole years.
I've been trying to shake Joe Slate off for 6 years now. and he hangs around like a bad smell. No, we were not in the same class. We were... Well, yeah, aware of each other.
Yeah, well, you were in the same year, weren't we?
Very aware of Joe's late.
Very aware.
Very aware of Tuesday night, Guildford.
Tuesday night
tooting.
Any listeners that don't know what Monday night Guildford is? Monday night Guildford is a Monday night. Where
in Guildford. It's the clues in the title, dear.
Everyone goes out and has a few drinks and gets
a bit merry.
Completely paralytic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, there you go. And then in our third year, I had the pleasure of working with Mr. Joe Slate for every single show we did.
Yeah.
And how many shows did we do? I don't know, five?
We did Twang first.
Twang. And we had Grease and Rent, that's three. And the lovely Chess. Lovely, what are you laughing at? Lovely,
I'm not laughing at anything. You've already answered my second question. What shows we were in together back in GSA.
Oh, look at that. Not only, dear listeners, am I a good friend of Mr. Slater, I'm also Mystic Meg's sidekick, apparently. So Mystic,
people who were born after 1996 probably won't know who Mystic Meg is.
Well, that's true, but they should do, and it's all part of education. So if you don't know who Mystic Meg is, may I suggest that you do a quick Google, but don't stop the podcast.
So now I've moved to Tooting.
And I'm running away from Tooting.
So the story there is that I've moved into Tooting. And Will Cousins already lived in Tooting, but actually
I think I was the main draw, though, wasn't I, moving to Tooting?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm one of the jewels of Tooting.
The jewels in a crown of thorns.
A rose between many thorns. And then I'm moving out on Sunday.
He's moving out on Sunday, so I thought I'd grab the last chance of getting Will Cousins on a some kind of
not
media.
Not the last chance, but the last chance in Tooting, I think. Whilst I'm living here.
Yeah.
Whilst it's 10 minutes walk to come around the corner. And what a walk it was. What a walk it was.
Why, what happened on the way over?
Oh, what didn't happen is more the question. I saw what I like to call urban wildlife.
We digress.
Yes, I was. What was I meant to be saying? I was telling you about urban wildlife, but that wasn't the question.
You'll learn this when whenever I have a podcast with Mr. Will Cousins. We do talk about things, but then we suddenly
that no one cares about.
Suddenly go on a tangent to a different place.
Like France.
Well, not anymore.
Because of Brexit.
On Weetabix.
On beans.
Has happened.
And also we have the lovely Theresa May.
Oh, yes, she's now Prime Minister.
I think that she's okay. I think she's best of the worst. But there she is. And she's just, this afternoon had a little meeting with the Queen.
Who, Theresa May?
Theresa May, because now she will be our Prime Minister. Hmm. So she's on the...
she has to be...
Or something like that.
Invited in by the Queen.
Yeah, she has to bow before the Queen or something. But I thought it was very amusing when it was reported on the radio. Theresa May has just returned back to Westminster after visiting the Queen. And I completed this sentence in my head. After visiting the Queen, who invited her around to play a round of strip poker, which is what I thought was going to come up, which obviously is ridiculous. They obviously weren't playing strip poker, they were playing snap. But, I'd love to know what goes on.
Guess who?
Who?
Email in, listeners.
What do you think?
What is your favourite childhood game that you would play with the Queen?
I think she's a game girl. She loves a game.
She loves a good game.
I bet she does.
But it's not that kind of game. She loves a good game of Scrabble.
Yes.
A good game of Guess Who. And a good game of
Cluedo. I reckon they do a live action Cluedo.
Yeah.
Where Philip goes and hides with like a weapon, and they have to work out where he is. I bet she loves that. She doesn't. She can tell from her eyes.
You can tell, yeah.
That glint in her eyes. She turns around to the camera on her 90th birthday, and she's thinking about Philip and what weapon he's got.
We've been speaking for 12 minutes, which is about 30 seconds of usable content. Let's move on. Should we move on to another question?
Yeah, move forward.
This question is something that you've probably heard before. What is your background and what made you want to do the kind of theatre that you want to do?
What makes a star into a star? How am I here? I wanted to be an entertainer. That's always what I say to people. I want to be an entertainer when kids are about 6 years old and they go, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a nurse.
You wanted to be a nurse?
I wanted to be an alcoholic. Look,
you can hear our chinking of our ice on this podcast.
There we go, another sound effect. Don't you need to dub that in. I wanted to be an entertainer. I was obsessed with puppetry, really, and also magic. And I got into Punch and Judy, which I particularly like and something that I still do. And... I suppose it was when I was a little bit older, maybe 10 or 11, I started going to Saturday drama classes. But I wanted to be an actor because I thought that would be a fun thing to do. And I love musicals, which is why I ended up doing musical theatre rather than anything else. But ironically, I've not worked in a musical since I've graduated. I've just been doing plays and puppetry. Puppetry has been a big thing for me. Mm. And building puppetry, you know, now I build puppets and I go in and act as puppetry director on different shows and for companies and for schools, do a lot of work with schools. But I suppose that's what makes the job really interesting. And I've achieved what I wanted to achieve. And so now it's just kind of working more and seeing where else there is to go. Did I answer the question or did I just go...
Yeah, no, absolutely. You say you've achieved what you wanted to achieve.
Yeah, I suppose that, like, for such a long time, what I wanted to achieve was to go to drama school. And I think that's a really, really common thing for young actors, for sort of teenage actors. The drama school thing is thrust upon you, and it's the next step from being just a keen amateur to being a professional. You have to go to this mysterious place called drama school.
Mysterious.
It is certainly mysterious, and I certainly learned some mysterious things, some of which still baffle me. So what I'm saying is, before I go down the garden path, my goal when I was that age was to get into drama school. And when I achieved that, brilliant, I got into Guildford, and it's a really, really good school. I couldn't have been happier.
Other drama schools are available.
That was the be all and end all at that point in my life. And then I did drama school, and then obviously you want to work as an actor. And I thought I wanted to work in the West End. That was the only thing. And then through my training, I realised that actually I didn't like musicals as much as I thought I liked musicals. And so, with those kinds of opinions and feeling so strongly about it, it shifted me into what I suppose I'm doing now and my next step, which is why I'm moving out of London.
And your next step coming to this, which was actually my next question.
Oh, Mystic Meg!
Your next step
is to be a psychic medium from Mystic Meg.
Mystic Cousins.
Mystic. No, that's horrid. My next step is to, my partner and I are founding a company called the Big Tiny Theatre Company. And it is going to be, here we go, puppetry with the socio-political, it sounds so exciting when I say it like that, socio-political agenda. We're relocating to Manchester from London, from the Big Smoke. Can't wait to escape. I like Manchester. I think the art scene in Manchester is really exciting at the moment. You've got the big dogs up there. You've got the BBC. You've got the ITV. You've got the Media City, but also you've got these exciting new venues. You know, Hope Mill Theatre is the buzz is about. They had Chess on recently there, and the buzz is about that.
There's a show that's just started. I think it's just finished actually with one of my friends, Laura. Hello, Laura, if you're listening.
Hello, Laura.
It was Parade. Parade was on.
Parade. It wasn't Chess. Sorry, it was Parade. Parade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course it was. That opened it, didn't it? I'm crunching an ice cube, by the way. That opened it.
It extended, and, you know.
Brilliant.
And that's the kind of thing that's where things start.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I hold out good hope for that. Because obviously you've also got the big players. You've got the Lowry, and you've got the Contact, which is quite an exciting venue that uses lots of young people. You've got the Royal Exchange, another big, big place, which is a bit more edgy, I suppose. It's a brilliant place. And to have so many venues, and then to not be a million miles away, you're only sort of half an hour from Liverpool. Brilliant. What lovely city. It gets better every time I go. I like Liverpool. Birkenhead. Birkenhead. You go to Birkenhead. Have you been to Birkenhead?
No.
Oh yes, it's interesting. It's good market in Birkenhead.
So if you were teaching someone who was exactly the same as you, and
lucky them, handsome, good looks, witchy,
you're exactly the same as you. What advice would you give someone who is about to go on the path that you are on at the moment? What advice would you give them?
The advice that I would give in retrospect to maybe a younger actor who was not yet professional or wanted to go to drama school or something, is in all seriousness, I would say, don't be an actor. And then when they looked, if they looked at me and went, what does that silly bugger know? What do you mean, don't be an actor? I want to be an actor. If they have that reaction, then I would say, then definitely be an actor, because you want it, you're hungry for it. But if there's one iota of doubt, then don't bother. It's too hard. It's really rewarding when you're working, but most of the time you're probably not, which is why I've ended up where I am.
got a VR headset arm, gonna walk right into town. I'm getting funny looks, but I don't care, I'm the coolest man around. I've got a little board that has two wheels, looks like I'm floating along.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
Weirdo.
Technology's rubbish.
Well, you, my friends, are wrong.
Cause it's the future right now.
A talking watch,
electric socks,
and an app called Pokemon Go.
Cause it's the future right now.
I don't care how stupid I look, I wanna talk into my wrist, alright? Sick, yeah?
Well, cousins.
Yes.
I got through the post today.
What's in Joe's post?
Right, we're going to have to make that into a jingle.
What's in Joe's post?
Joe's post today received a VR headset. And what you do...
Isn't it gorgeous? Look at it.
If I can open it, I can't seem to open it here. You open it up.
Oh.
And what you do... is you put your phone in it,
yeah,
and it plays a video 400 feet up in the air. So
it's not what I was expecting to do when I arrived today.
No,
but luckily I'm very talented, so hopefully I won't fall off. So you've got to be gutted if I fall off.
Please do. We'll probably edit this out while I'm trying to get this thing in.
Okay. And we must pour another drink.
We must pour another drink. Yes, we must. Right, let me pop that in there.
I enjoyed the ice cubes. So, I can't wait to have a freezer.
What I want you to do is put this on.
Right. Oh, on my curly hair, nice curly hair. I've had a nice perm. Right.
So I'm going to move your microphone.
Cool, it's funny just like that. It's like you've got really bad glasses on. Should have gone to Spectators.
Stand up for me. Ooh. Come and stand up.
Already fallen off and I'm not even on.
Is let me know if this works and we can start it again if it doesn't.
Oh yeah, so he's on.
So have a look around.
Oh right, I'm on it, am I?
You're on it already. You're on the tightrope walk.
All I can see is blue. Oh right, I know, there we go. Oh.
I don't know about this, Brian. That looks pretty scary.
Well, that's my head.
Let's give it a go.
Oh, goodness.
Will Cousins with
a... I've got my mates on the rock there. Can we... Oh!
Will Cousins with a VR headset on. He is walking across a tightrope walk with a VR headset.
I've got my hands out.
He's going to, and as you're walking across the he's looking around.
Doing a little spin. Do I have to walk?
Walk as he's walking, yeah.
All right, I'm walking. Whoa! Whoa! He just fell off.
Is that it? Is it done?
Well, I've fallen off! I tried one of these with a cardboard box thing that you put your phone in.
Google Cardboard.
Google Cardboard, yeah. And you sort of slotted it all together and you slotted your phone in. That was quite good. This is a bit better. Certainly more comfortable.
Yeah. And what's it called? It's called the... The VR.
Shine Box. Virtual reality glasses.
And that was $14.99 off Amazon.
Gosh, look at that.
You know?
Oh, you too. If you've got £14.99, you too could be a proud owner of a VR ShineCon.
Other VR headsets are available. I could put you on a roller coaster if you want.
Yes,
to go on a roller coaster.
If there's something I love, second to a scare, is a roller coaster. It's like roller coaster tycoon. Oh, quick. Right, oh, here we go. Whoa!
He is moving his head violently to the side.
While, and I'm not even fitting.
Being on a roller coaster. Whoa. On a VR headset.
Oh, feel a bit queasy. Whoa! What happens if I turn around? Whoa! Oh! Oh, it stopped.
Did I get an email?
I don't know. Something, yeah, I think you might have.
I got an email.
That doesn't
holiday lettings.
Doesn't happen at Alton Towers, I tell you that. Halfway through a roller coaster, get an email.
Holiday lettings has ruined the VR experience for Will Cousins.
Oh, fuck you, holiday lettings.
And that's...
Well, that was the...
That's the VR headset.
Shinecon virtual reality glasses from hell.
I don't actually have any more questions for you, Will Cousins, but let's get another drink, shall we? Before, Will Cousins is going to tell another story, but before we get another story, let's...
We'll have a little drinky.
We'll have a little drinky. But the only thing that we've got is one tin of Magners in the fridge.
On a Wednesday. Wednesday night tooting.
Which we are sharing between us.
Well, we've had Tuesday night tooting.
We went out for TNT.
We go out for TNT, we mean we pretend that we're going to go out, and we end up never going out because we don't like anybody else.
That sound has made alcoholics everywhere ears prick up. Listen to that. Right now, pour that drink in front of the
The listeners.
This isn't just any old Magners. This is chill to the bone, Magners.
Oh. Even Stevens.
Remember that program, Even Stevens?
Even Stevens.
Did you watch that program, Even Stevens? With a young Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Have you seen that video?
No.
Shia LaBeouf.
My name is Shia LaBeouf.
It's an interesting name, isn't it? What's his heritage? Where's he from?
He's French.
A name like that, it must be fun.
Oh. Hello. My name is Shia LaBeouf.
Have you seen my extraordinary video, Shia LaBeouf Run?
I like a jambon du baguette, a portion du frit.
Dans mon poucher.
And a portion du some fucking ketchup, please.
Red sauce.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
I was teaching the other day. I got invited somewhere. I can't say where.
Sorry, listeners, just moving my chair.
Little shuffle. I was doing a physical theatre and puppetry workshop.
Yeah.
Standard. And I was working with only a few kids, and there was a little girl who hadn't turned up, and I must have been teaching these kids for maybe three, it was a long day, it was sort of a 7-hour day, it was part of a summer school that they were doing, and I must have been teaching these kids for maybe 3 or 4 hours already, and so I got to know their names fairly well. But I'm pretty sure that I'm poor at facial recognition. I barely know who Joe is. and particularly with children, when you're learning names really, really quickly, I don't know whether you've ever experienced it, but you kind of have to use a shorthand, you know, somebody's got blonde hair, then you remember it like that.
But it's because you're getting old.
Because very, very old. Very old, it's all the gin. So this mysterious girl never arrived, and they said, oh, sometimes she's late, she might be late, she might not be doing the morning. I went, okay, then we'll look out for her. So I fully expected to see this girlie sort of turn up at some point.
Halfway through.
Yeah, and so some of them went to the toilet, and then this girl arrived back. She's kind of looked a little aloof, she looked a little like she was wondering whether it was the drama class that she was coming to. So I thought, oh, this is the mystery girl. This is the girl that hasn't turned up yet. And so I said, oh, hello, I'm Will. You know, you're looking for drama. This is drama. And she looks at me in the most wicked way. And I think, what? Why is she looking at me so wickedly? And she sort of smiles and she goes, you must be joking. I went, what? And then it dawned on me, this girl that has just come in was a girl that I'd been teaching for 3 or 4 hours on the trot. And I've just introduced myself to her. And of course, there's no going back by then. And so I went, nah, of course I was joking.
No.
But then I thought, shit, no, God, you've lost it, cousins. You've lost it.
Well, you know who I am.
I'm Shia LaBeouf. I come from the Arc de Triomphe today to come with you. Bonjour. Je suis Shia LaBeouf. I like hockey, table tennis, et jambon.
Okay, it's late on Wednesday.
It's late on a Wednesday. It's no, we won't say the time because people will be listening to this podcast at 2 in the afternoon or on their way home from work. Or yeah. Well, no, people might not be listening to it at all.
They might not. And they're missing out.
No one might not listen to it. That made no sense. I have had... That's a little rustle of me getting the fine out. Have had my... This is my fourth penalty notice.
Your fourth?
Right, so here we go. The other day, me and Will Cousins had a... we did some filming, didn't we? Up in Hartford. And when I was on the way up there, I drove through London. And I drove down a road. I got slightly lost driving around bloody London, which is ridiculous as
it
is.
Oh, it's feral. Never drive around London.
7 a.m. in the morning. And I drove down a road I shouldn't have driven down.
Ooh. Hello, you're popular.
And
it's probably me.
It's you texting me from underneath the table.
Hiya!
I drove down a road I shouldn't have driven down. And I got flashed. And I got charged £100 for driving down that
Seriously?
Road.
Seriously?
And because I couldn't appeal it. And... The week before, I got a speeding fine for going 36 and a 30.
So what was it? Like a bus route or?
Absolutely no idea.
What road was it? Do you know? Does it say?
I haven't got the piece of paper on me now.
Oh.
But this one was, out in Tooting, you have to put your residence or visitor's parking permit on your car.
Yeah.
And the plastic they give you to stick it onto your car is quite sticky, so I stuck it onto my windscreen, and the sun melted the plastic, and it fell off the windscreen and slid down the dashboard.
You're joking. And you got fined for that?
I got fined because...
Can you appeal?
Well, I have appealed, but I haven't heard anything back yet. But, we'll see. Avid listeners of this podcast, I'll tell you the result next week.
You have to keep appealing.
Yeah.
Until they run out of time and they drop the case.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you can only do it twice, you can only appeal twice, and then it goes to court.
Oh, well, that's it. You used to be able to carry on. I'm not sure whether
it might be different areas, might be a different thing.
No, I don't.
Oh my God, I'm giving my car up in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, and look, you've got four in what? On the trot in bloody...
In 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Just, it's like sod floor, isn't it?
I'm giving the car up.
Looking down
well.
On you and going, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, fuck you, have this bloody... parking fine.
I got twice in two consecutive weeks for not displaying tickets and parking in the wrong places. Thing is, when you're frightfully busy well, in other words, when you don't read signs properly,
Forget. You genuinely forget
I was in lovely Cambridge. Lovely Cambridge, seeing a good friend of mine who's at the prestigious Cambridge University at the time.
Yeah.
Very clever. Very clever, Lily. Cambridge University. Come join us for experience in academia. In the beautiful surroundings of Cambridgeshire, where we play French music on the high street.
Ex-students, alumni,
Shia LaBeouf. I parked and I read the sign. I put money in the meter. This is insult to injury. I actually did put money in the meter. But I didn't put enough. Can you believe they charge 50p every 15 minutes or somewhere? So like it was something extortionate like that. So I put a couple of quid in. I thought that would be enough. But I didn't think 50p every 15 minutes. So it's a pound every half an hour.
Yeah.
But there are places like that in London. Mind you, I dropped off a mate at Gatwick Airport earlier. Or Gatwick, as my grandmother insists on saying.
Why? What? That's no difference, is it?
Gatwick.
Gatwick.
It's just posh, isn't it?
Yeah, posh.
Gatwick. Gatwick. Is it? Everyone says Gatwick. I grew up on the south coast. It's Gatwick.
Gatwick.
Gatwick. Suffolk. Gatwick.
Fucking Gatwick.
Yeah.
I'm terribly sorry, listeners, for the promiscuous swearing.
Gatwick. It's like short stay is 14 quid or something like that.
Yeah.
I did a bit of work there.
Short stay?
Yeah. I did a bit of work there once and the parking ticket came up at 20 quid. But I mean, I was working, so it didn't matter. But if that was me footing the bill, I would have been less than pleased. Obviously, with these changes, we now don't need to have a prolonged period of transition, so we'll have a new Prime Minister in that building behind me by Wednesday evening. Thank you very much. Right.
Hello, everyone.
So your question, my cousins, is, have you ever said something that's put yourself in a sticky situation? Hang on.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Yes, I have.
You have. And what is your answer?
My answer is yes. I could tell you more about it. I remember being at an audition. I've put myself in lots of fucking awful situations by saying bloody awful things. The one that sticks out in my mind was I was a little bit younger.
A little bit
younger. I was at an audition and I was chatting away.
Oh, stop the presses!
Stop the press!
Stop the presses! We have just found a small bottle.
Novelty bottle of Smirnoff.
Small bottle of Smirnoff. Triple distilled vodka.
Spookily, we've found a small bottle of Smirnoff vodka.
Saying that, we probably shouldn't drink it because it's someone else's. Thus, it might not be vodka. So we'll put that back and we'll carry on with the question.
Could be nail polish. That would be a tragic end to the evening. The one that springs to mind immediately, I mean, I could do a whole night on that, on this, was I was at an audition and there was this really awful girl. She was not awful. I don't know what she was like as an actress, and it's not my place to pass comment.
I'm a very sorry awful girl if you are listening to this.
Yes, whoever you are. A girl from hell. She was just dreadful. She was a child, by the way. That's important to know. They were also auditioning children for this.
Oh, so this girl, she was a child, this girl.
This girl was a child, yes. She was with her mother. That's why I didn't just throw that in. She was with her mother. And it would be a bit odd if an adult actor, I imagine, was with their mother. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there are some listeners who do that with their parents, but I've never met anybody like that.
Well, me, I go to
everybody. Do you? I didn't know that this girl's mother was there. This girl was whining about. She was awful, and she was making everybody's life a little bit nastier, momentarily. And I couldn't help but when she went in to do her audition, whatever it was, maybe it was even a different show. You know, it was somewhere like Pineapple, where there are lots of different things going on at once. Probably was actually, because it was in like a communal area.
Yeah.
And when she went. Having not really recognised the connection to the mother, I went, Jesus Christ, who's that awful little girl? And
what, to her?
To her mother! And She, and the mother went, "That's my daughter." And I mean, I don't. I died a little bit. And since then, I've learned to just keep a lid on it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, that's the fridge turning on, if you didn't hear that. If you didn't realise, actually, listeners, we're currently doing the premiere podcast of...
The PP.
The PP of Creative Juices in my kitchen in Tooting. And that's probably why it sounds a little bit tinny in here. And the fridge going off every now and then.
So are you going to do further podcasts in different locations?
Yeah, well, I thought that we could... well, you're bloody buggering off, aren't you? Well, you see? I'll come up to Manchester.
We'll have
another podcast, Creative Juices episode up in Manchester. Maybe
on location.
On location. And I thought we could potentially take the podcast out on tour to... I could just imagine us sitting in a Spoons. And
Salubrious.
Talking to random... Oh! I haven't told the listeners about this morning. This morning...
Oh, yes, it was
Me and Will Cousins went for a breakfast in the loveliest of Wetherspoons in Tooting High Street.
We're classy.
And we walked to the till where we ordered our breakfast. And Will Cousins was still ordering as I walked to the table. And this old man... was very, obviously very drunk, but it was half past 11.
Half past 11 in the morning, yeah. So he's a professional.
And he, and he looked at me with a surly nose and his red cheeks.
And a wink in his eye, little star in his eye.
He said to me, "Oh, you naughty boy."
Oh! And he didn't say to me, that's the thing!
No, Will Cousins walked straight past. And nothing happened. But that's a little story I wanted to share with your listeners.
I thought it was lovely. What a good catch. Surprisingly, thank you.
What a catch. Whoever you know, beds him. Because he obviously gets a lot of sex.
I mean, yeah. It was all right. Wetherspoons. Pick up lines.
Any under 18s that are listening, who've probably already been to a Wetherspoons on a... You
know, yes. Well, I wouldn't know it.
Wetherspoons is a sticky-floored, peeling, wallpapered...
This one is not so good. I've been to some pretty good ones, to be honest. The one in...
Some of them are... there's one... Oh, we were on tour, I can't remember where it was. But there's one that's a theatre.
In Tunbridge Wells? The old
is it
Opera
Tunbridge
House?
Wells? Yes. Yeah,
the old,
yeah.
I think it's called the Opera House, actually. Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Here you go, listeners. The number one Wetherspoons to go to, Royal Tunbridge Wells. If you're looking... Oh. It was going so well.
It was.
If you're looking for a succulent piece of toast, or maybe even... a cider perry. Come down to Royal Tunbridge Wells, where you'll find the classiest Wetherspoons, the Opera House. If you're slightly less classy, there's another Wetherspoons in Hartford, which is quite classy, but not quite as classy. And there's also another classy Wetherspoons that I've been to in Sevenoaks, but there you go. That was a good feature. I think they should divide that into their advertising
campaign.
They
should. Well, I think we might end the podcast there. On that note. On the pearl of wisdom of...
on the pearls of wisdom.
J.D. Wetherspoon. I want to thank you very much for coming on.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to share my juice with Creative. With Joe.
My Creative juices. I am...
The effervescent... The fiendishly talented Joe Slate.
Slate. thank you very much. Thank you very much, my cousin.
You're welcome. Well, it's been a pleasure, and I hope to come back soon at some point. Maybe next time we'll take the listeners to Manchester.
Maybe.
Maybe, and, but that's not, not a firm promise.
It's not a firm promise.
But it could be a promise.
A stiff promise.
A small promise.
A small,
perhaps.
A little nugget of a promise.
Well, that is it. No more podcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening to that premiere pilot podcast of Creative Juices with myself, Joe Slate, and Will Cousins. It was an awesome night speaking to Will Cousins. By now, this podcast has gone out. He will be in Manchester starting up his very own theatre company, the Big Tiny Theatre Company. And maybe in a couple of weeks' time, I will take my podcast microphones and we will go up and visit Will Cousins in his new place and his new theatre. And we'll have a chat with him about how it's all going, and maybe we'll have a trip to JD Weatherspoons himself. Set up the microphones and speak to all the wonders that is the Weatherspoon crowd. If you enjoyed this podcast, then do subscribe to it, because if you subscribe, the next episode will automatically ping into your podcast bin and it will be available for you to listen. All you have to do is, if you're on Apple, then click on the little settings wheel and then click subscribe. If you are on a Samsung phone or HTC or any other phone, all you have to do is go into settings and click on subscribe, and it will automatically, like I said, go into your podcast bin and it will be there for your listening pleasure. I promise you, listeners, that the next podcast will not be in my kitchen. It will be somewhere else that is not so much distortion. I'm very sorry for the slight pings and pongs and pangs that you may have heard. All the peas in my kitchen of the different sounds, from the fridge to the washing machine to the drips of the taps, and Will Cousins is prattling on. Well, that is enough from me, podcast fans. I'm going to go and tinker around with my Apple TV. If you want to get in contact with us, get in contact using our email, which is ehproductions@hotmail.com, and I'll speak to you all very, very soon. Goodbye!